Okay, Bam Bam. See if you can catch the football after Daddy kicks it. Careful, Bam Bam! There's a rock in your way! Atta boy, Bam Bam! Oh, wait till the Green Bay Brickers hear about him. Let's see how far you can place kick, Bam Bam. Get a good run at the ball and send it flying. So far, you're doing great. Yo-hoo! Only one thing wrong with that place kick, and that's the place where I got kicked. Oh, he's sad because he kicked me. It's okay, Bam Bam. It wasn't your fault. Now I'll run out for a pass. Just shoot me a bullet to the breadbasket. Beautiful, Bam Bam, beautiful. I'm sorry, Fred. It was an accident. No, don't get mad.
Don't be silly, Barney. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you dropped in. I was just browsing through some baby pictures of Pebbles and...
Baby pictures? Uh-oh.
Hey, Barney, wait. We went on a picnic last week, and I got a whole new album full of snapshots.
But...
Wait here, I'll go get them.
Oh, now I know what it feels like to be shanghaied.
Says Pebbles waving bye-bye at the beach. Here's Pebbles saying hello at the park. Barney, will you wake up? If you don't like Pebbles' pictures, why do you come over begging to see them?
But I do like Pebbles' pictures. The first couple of thousand, anyway.
Fred, are you boring Barney with those pictures again? We won't have a friend left if you don't stop.
I can't help it, Wilma. I'm hooked on my camera.
Well, why not get rid of the camera, Fred?
Why not try it, Fred? We already have enough snapshots to last a lifetime.
Okay, I'll get rid of my camera. I'll see what they'll give me for it down at the camera shop. Well, what do you think my camera's worth?
I don't know, Mr. Flintstone. Used cameras aren't selling too well. But I can give you a dandy trade-in on a new one.
No, thanks. I am off the snapshot kick through finished. No more shutterbugging for me. I'm a new man.
You sound like you're ready for movies.
No, sir. My mind is made up. Movies?
Yes. With this new Rockographic movie camera, any fool can shoot good pictures. Nothing personal, of course. But just think of all the wonderful moments of family life captured forever on film, and all in living action. Well, Mr. Flintstone, what do you say?
I'll take it.
I did it, Wilma. I got rid of that old camera. No more snapshots.
Wonderful, Fred. What did you get for it?
What else? A new movie camera. Isn't it a beaut?
A movie camera?
Yeah, isn't it great? Talk to you later. I gotta get a shot or two of Pebbles before dinner. Smile for Daddy, sweetheart. Wave bye-bye. And a girl?
He's on the stuff again. Oh, well. I guess we're just gonna have to learn to live with it.
Eat up, folks. There's plenty more where that came from.
Fred, I've had southern fried pterodactyl before, but never like this.
Well, that's probably because it isn't southern fried, Barney. It's barbecued pterodactyl.
Well, whatever it is, you're a real gourmetti.
Not gourmetti, Barney. Gourmet, an epicure. One who appreciates good things to eat and drink. Hey, Wilma. How about another tall, cold cactus juice?
Right away, dear. Just as soon as I serve Betty some more cold slab.
No thanks, not another bite. I've got to watch my figure.
Oh, don't worry, honey. I've been watching it, and it's not bad at all.
Oh, Barney.
Dino's hungry, Fred. Give him something.
Why, sure. Now watch this, everybody. Trained him myself. Come on, Dino. Jump, jump, boy. Jump, jump.
Fred, look out. The pool.
Hey, very good, Fred. What does he do for an encore?
Never mind, wise guy. Just throw me a line.
Who's ready for dessert?
Oh, boy, Nestle Rock Pie.
Yeah, let's have it later, Wilma, after the surprise.
Surprise? What surprise?
Home movies. I got some new pictures of Pebbles. Wait till you see them.
Fred, you promised you'd stop showing your home movies to company.
Well, that's okay, Wilma. We haven't seen one of Fred's films since last night.
Oh, there's been no stopping him since he bought that home movie outfit.
Oh, he'll get over it. Barney was the same way when he first started collecting stamps.
Yeah, I remember.
He used to sit there all day and paste them in.
I gotta admit, things got a bit sticky.
Okay, folks, ready to roll. Uh-oh, I forgot the take-up reel. Hey, Barney, would you mind getting it for me out of the closet?
Coming right up, Fred. Whoa, what a load of junk. It's enough to make your head spin.
That pesky bowling ball. Now hold it, will you, Barn? One of these days I'll find another place for it. Okay, Dino, lights. That's Pebbles waving hello. Isn't she cute? Now she's waving goodbye. Now here's another shot waving hello. Here's another shot waving goodbye. Here's a real close-up waving hello.
Hello, goodbye, hello, goodbye. I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
Yeah, all those waves are making me seasick.
Well, you got a real clever kid there, Fred. Now I know what they mean by a captive audience.
Oh, she's sucking her thumb. Naughty little girl. Oh, now she's gonna play with her toes. All right, Dino, pay attention or you'll go to bed without your flea powder. That's better. Look, 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 now she's dancing.
That's dancing? That's cute.
London boulders falling down, falling down. Well, that's reel number one.
Great show, Fred. Wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Well, that's only the beginning, Barney. There's 15 more reels to go.
Well, I hate to rush off, Fred, but we're expecting an important phone call from our...
Uncle Slabsides.
Slabsides? I thought he passed away.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a long-distance call. Good night.
How do you like that? Eat and run.
Fred, when are you going to face facts? People are sick of your films.
Sick of seeing my sweet little pebbly poo? I don't believe it.
Everybody loves Pebbles, Fred, but not on the screen 7 nights a week. You're a home movie fanatic.
I am not a fanatic. Pebbles, hold it 1 second. Honey girl, now smile, smile.
Fred, please.
Wait till I show these pictures to the boys at the lodge meeting tomorrow night. Oh, will they be surprised?
Home movies? That's a laugh.
Wonder what old Fred's really got for us.
You know, Flintstone, it's bound to be something educational, like the Miss Bedrock Bathing Beauty Contest.
Bathing beauties? Hey, come on. Let's get front row seats.
Fellas, I'll be set in a second. Oh, boy, and Wilma said they wouldn't want to see home movies.
Come on, Barney. You can tell your grand pooba. What are we seeing first? A girl in a bikini?
No, if you want the truth, it's a girl in diapers.
Boy, I didn't know they pose like that.
Hurry up, hurry up. Start the film.
Lights. Here we go. This is my little Pebbles, only 7 months old. And here she is playing with her doll.
Movies of his kid. He must be joking.
Oh, no, he's quite serious. And this is only the introduction.
And now for our feature attraction. A full day in the life of Pebbles Flintstone. There she is waking up, ready for a full day. Here she is sitting in her high chair. Now she's brushing her teeth. Then she combs her hair. And here she kisses her dadoobs. Now she eats her mush. And now little Miss Flintstone is all tucked in her beddy by. Nighty-night, poopsie. Well, that's it, fellas. How did you like it? Huh?
Isn't she cute? I love home movies. Show some more. Oh, it's you, Fred. Oh, the Grand Poobah asked me to give you this.
Oh, thank you, Note. How thoughtful. Dear former lodge member, former, we'll get you for this. Sincerely, the Poobah. How do you like that, ingrate?
You know what they say, Fred. When it comes to home movies, keep them home where they belong.
You mean you don't like my home movies either?
Well, there's only one hope for you, Fred. HMA.
What's HMA?
Home Movies Anonymous. They meet once a week in a dark room.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Barney. But I don't need outside help. I'll kick this habit myself.
You really mean it, Fred?
Buffalo's honor. I've shot my last roll of home movies, so help me. That's right, Pebbles. No more home movies. I'll take pictures around town, pictures that'll appeal to everybody. But can I help it if you happen to get into a scene or two? Bedrock City Park. This ought to be a good spot for pictures. There's the city zoo. Same old animals. Do not feed the animals. Darn animal had to spoil the shot. Well, what do you know? They're still working in the new public library. And there's the statue of General Stonewall Jack Stone. And Pebbles. That's it, Pebbles. Give Daddy a big smile. Let's see now. I got a couple of thousand feet of film left. Where can we shoot?
Gooka, Dad.
Oh, boy, the Bedrock Art Museum. Just the background for a picture of you, Pebbles.
All right, Fingers. You know which one we want.
All right, boss. A Rock Brand? No. A Van Granite? No. A Rockasso? No. A Whistle Rock's mother-in-law? That's the one. Here you are, boss.
That's the one, all right. It's worth a fortune. Let's go, Fingers. We ain't got all day.
Hey, boss, how about this one? Da Vinci.
Leave it. It'll never be worth anything. Come on, let's scram out of here.
Police! They've taken Whistle Rock's mother-in-law.
Come on, Pebbles. Smile. That's it. Hold it. Now smile. Good. My little Pebbles is a natural-born actress.
Look at that group taking pictures. Wonder how we'll come out.
I don't know. Pope got my good side.
Yeah, me too. Hey, we're on film! If that camera bug turns it in, our pictures will be on the front slab of every paper in town.
Maybe we should destroy that film, huh, boss?
Yeah, I'll put on my disguise, and you follow me in the getaway car.
Well, do we shoot next, Pebbles? The city hall? Bowling alley? Tar pits?
My, oh my, what a cute little mug. I mean, child.
Oh, thank you, lady. Care to pose with her? You can be in my home movies.
I'm already in them. Oh, mercy, no. But I'd love to shoot you. Oh, dear. Me and my butterfingers. Now I've ruined your film.
Oh, that's okay, lady. I already mailed the film my shot. That's a fresh roll.
Oh, well, I must go and do my shoplifting. Shopping. Goodbye.
Say goodbye to the nice lady, Pebbles.
Pebbles, isn't that precious? I didn't catch her last name.
Flintstone. And I'm Fred, her daddy.
Fred Flintstone. Well, I won't forget it. Oh, here's my ride. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There goes a sweet little old lady, Pebbles, or my name isn't Fred Flintstone.
Fred Flintstone, eh? Something tells me we'll be paying him a little social call.
That's not like Fred Social.
That's us.
How do you like that? All these new films just back from the lab, and Wilma goes to her mother's with Pebbles. Well, that's the way the boulder bounces, Dino. It's just you and me.
It's the last of the ninth. Tie score. Bases loaded and Mickey Marble up. The count is 3-2. Here's the pitch.
All right, Dino. That'll be enough TV for one day. You'll ruin your eyes. You can relax and watching some nice home movies. Just wait till you see these. There's one shot of Pebbles that's an absolute...
Hiya, Freddy boy. Heard you were all alone, and I thought I'd keep you... Whoops, oh, movies.
You're just in time, Barney. Have a seat.
I think I hear Betty calling me.
Barney! Oh, Barney!
Yeah, that's her. I'll see you around. Poor Fred. He's really flipped. He's even too far gone for Home Movies Anonymous.
Okay, Dino, all set for the big show? Dino, take off that blindfold. If there's anything I can't stand, it's a smart aleck dinosaur.
Mr. Flintstone, I presume?
Yeah? Who are you?
The name's Zanrock. Daryl Zanrock. I'm with 20 millionth Century Fox. BC, that is.
You don't say.
We're producing a new TV show, and I understand you have just the film we're looking for. This is my gorilla. I mean, associate.
How do you do?
Now, I'm prepared to offer a big price for your film. $5. Plus 2 bits for reruns.
Very fair offer, Flintstone. I'd grab it.
Well, thanks, but these films mean too much to me. I don't want to sell.
I don't want to sell.
Tisk, tisk. We're being forced to negotiate. Turn on the radio, good and loud.
Gotcha.
And back in Bedrock, the Art Museum bandits are still at large. The leader is described as a mean, pudgy little runt.
Why then?
About 4'7" in height, dark complexion, and answers to the name of Boss.
Say, Boss.
Yeah, what do you want? Why?
You'll have to excuse me. I have a very important engagement with the police.
Get him! The masquerade is over! Fingers, you numbskull! Stop him before he calls the cops!
Help! Police! Barney! Help me! Let me in, Barney, quick!
Oh, no. Now he's bringing his home movies over here to show us.
Just pretend we're out.
A good idea. Sorry, Fred. Nobody's home. Nobody's home. But this is a recording. A recording. A recording.
Please, Barney, open the door. It's a matter of life and death.
Oh, boy, what that guy won't do to get an audience.
Mr. Zanrock and Company, so nice to see you again. I decided to accept your proposition. I'm ready to do business.
Too late, Flintstone. My stockholders have voted to put you out of business permanently.
Yeah, it was a unanimous decision.
You got that smart aleck watchdog all tied up, Fingers?
Yeah, boss. This film is good for something after all. No, just take it easy, pal.
Now, about your will, I trust it's all in order. Any last-minute bequests?
Jewelry, stocks, bonds, trading stamps, bus tokens.
He's loose again. Grab the pooch, Fingers. We'll put him in this closet.
I got him, boss.
To you, old pal. See you in the big kennel in the sky.
Very touching.
Look at that, a perfect strike. Stand guard while I call the cops. Darn it, if I only had movies of this.
Now, don't take any chances, men. They can still be dangerous. Give up, you art thieves. We got you cornered. Huh?
And this is Pebbles when she was only 2 months old. Coochie coochie goo. Isn't she something, fellas?
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. You can say that again.
Look, there she is crawling up.
Say, what is this, a midnight matinee?
The cops? Thank goodness.
What did he say?
Please take us away. No more home movies.
We'll confess. We'll return the painting.
Yeah, put us in solitary. Give us bread and water, anything.
Just get us out of here. We're cracking up!
Just look at that! Pebbles is counting her fingers! 1, 2, 3 little fingers! 4, 5...
Thank goodness you came for him!
Take him away, boys! And be gentle! They've suffered enough already!
9, 10, oh, the little darling!
Oh, no.
Now she's counting her chubby little toes. 1, 2, 3.
It's the truth, Betty. So help me.
I still can't believe it. Fred outselling all his home movie equipment.
How did you do it, Wilma? How did you get him to give up his hobby?
Psychology, Barney. I simply told him that if he showed one more film, I'd hit him over the head with his movie camera.
Very scientific, Wilma. Very scientific.
It's nothing like the feminine approach, is there?
Hiya, folks. We're back.
Fred, did you get a good deal on your movie equipment?
I'll say. I traded it in for this.
A tape recorder.
Right. Just listen to this. I recorded that when Pebbles and I were in the store. Here's what she said on the way home. And that's only the beginning. Into the microphone, sweetheart.
Don't worry, Wilma. It'll pass, I hope.
Keep going, Pebbles, baby. Daddy's got a couple of hundred extra tapes.
Oh, no. Poor Pebbles.
That's my baby saying that.
Stone Age family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of history. Someday, they'll
time for